Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about why were they standing down? Before I start rolling into all of that, friends, I got to show you something that was just delivered to me just a couple minutes ago. And it aligns itself with everything that you've been told for the last 2.5-3 years concerning this pandemic, and directly coming out of their own mouths, incriminating themselves concerning the crimes against humanity. I'm going to show that to you in a moment, but what I want to do for my weekend friends, we are in fact broadcasting into 156 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. And with that said, friends, I just want to tell you thank you for your support, and do consider keeping us out there, friends. We do not have sponsors. We rely upon those that support the ministry and keeping us out there. As you all know, we just got back from California, which brings me to the point. We're going to have our friend Jonathan Peck on in about 8 minutes here, and we're going to talk to him for a segment just to see what's going on over in California and what it looks like when a good sheriff is willing to stand up and do his job. It's beautiful, friends. We'll have him on in just a moment as well. But before that, what I'd like to do for my weekend, friends, is I want to go to this Ask Conformity experiment because I need to make a couple points before we get started here, okay? This is Ash's Conformity experiment. Now, I want you to pay attention. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want to let you know that, friends, what they do is they bring in, I think it's 5 people. One of them doesn't know what's going on. The other 4 are plants. What they do is they show a line on the left side of the page, and then they have 3 to 4 different lines on the right side. And what they do is they ask all the plants which one's longer, which one matches up to the one on the left concerning the one on the right. Okay? And they all give the wrong answer. They give the wrong answer to see what peer pressure does to the person that doesn't know what's going on. And to all of our dismay, guess what happens? Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you watch it for yourself so you can see for yourself as to what happens.
But
this
an experiment
is incredible.
It's not a public opinion poll. It examines behavior under the pressure of social forces, as the experiment of Solomon Ash reveals.
The experiment you'll be taking part in today involves the perception of lengths of lines. As you can see here, I have a number of cards, and on each card there are several lines. Your task is a very simple one. You're to look at the line on the left and determine which of the 3 lines on the right is equal to it in length. All right, we'll proceed in this order. You'll give your answer.
Only one of the people in the group is a real subject, the 5th person with the white T-shirt. The others are confederates of the experimenter and have been told to give wrong answers on some of the trials. The experiment begins uneventfully as subjects give their judgments.
2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3.
But on the 3rd trial, something happens.
2, 2, 2, 2.
Two.
The subject denies the evidence of his own eyes and yields to group influence.
What?
Ash found subjects went along with the group on 37% of the critical trials.
What?
But he found through interviews that they went along with the group for different reasons.
One.
They must be right. There are four of them and one of me.
See, the one that's a real subject starts to agree with the plants, unknown to him, that they were all plants, giving the wrong answers on purpose to see what he would do. Did he bow to peer pressure? Yes, he bowed to peer pressure. It's exactly what's happening concerning the plandemic.
Two.
I know they're wrong, but why should I make waves?
Two.
In this case, the subject knows he is right, but goes along to avoid the discomfort of disagreeing with the group.
So he went along, going along, for the very purpose of not being the only one to stand against the rest of the group. Okay, so you've seen this. Now, I want to bring it over to this because, friends, it takes a religion. It takes a blind faith to believe what's going on with this pandemic. We've highlighted this 1,000 times, literally. If you go over to Health Impact News right now concerning the pandemic, the FDA authorizes Pfizer booster COVID shot for children between the ages of 5 and 11 years old. Okay? If you're on social media platforms, you can see all of this. All the children that are dead now because they took for face value the narrative that the federal government and state governments are sending and pushing forth concerning their propaganda. We're also finding out, friends, that cases of brain damage in children are skyrocketing following COVID-19. We're also finding, friends, that people are now going blind. We're also seeing, friends, that many people have had parts of their bodies amputated. Again, the stuff that's taking place here, friends, you just cannot make up. I showed this several weeks back concerning young lives destroyed after COVID-19 vaccines. Record cases of heart disease among 40 years and younger explodes 20,000 to 20,000 after COVID-19 vaccine rollouts. And folks, if that is not enough for you, we see an increase of 17,500% concerning the side effects of these experimental jabs. Now, I also want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, many of the people that are being used are the sodomites pushing this agenda forward. Just ask that of Senator Scott D. Weiner from San Francisco, who seeks to let 12-year-olds get vaccinated without parental consent. We also see the same thing happening over in Oregon, also in that of Denver, Colorado. Do pay close attention as to the lifestyles that they have chosen. Put that up against Deuteronomy 30:19. Now, I only got a couple minutes, but I do want you to see this because it was just sent to me a couple minutes ago, and I need for you to see for yourself exactly out of their mouths. It's not Bill Gates this time. This time it's Pfizer's CEO telling you exactly what the whole experimental pandemic has been all about. Oh, and for those that still haven't caught on to this, here, I want you to see this for yourself. Listen carefully. Because he just told you exactly what it was all about, just like Bill Gates did several years ago. Ready for this?
That is really a fulfillment of a dream that we had.
A dream we had.
When we started in
2019.
The first week we met in January of 19.
Keep it down, GCN, please.
To set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023, we will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%.
So by 2023, the CEO of Pfizer, said that the dream that they had, that 50% of the population worldwide would be cut in half by 2023. He said it, I didn't. We'll be right back with our friend Jonathan Peck, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guys, thank you. I want to play this again. This is the Pfizer CEO. We know that just recently, well, we highlighted this for the last 2.5 years, Bill Gates, who was influenced by Planned Parenthood because his father sat on the board of Planned Parenthood, who has murdered in America alone over 60 million babies alone, who was influenced by Planned Parenthood that he wanted to depopulate the world by 3.9 billion people. Well, the mainstream media did their best to go ahead and try to cover that up. And before we knew it, Bill Gates himself, he became a doctor on his own. He was a professional on vaccines because he owned it. He had stock into vaccines now, right? Oh, and for those that haven't caught on to what's going on here yet, just so you know, 10 of the most wealthy people in the world doubled their wealth during the pandemic. Just did all this homework this morning. Okay, but what's interesting, now we have Pfizer, the CEO, coming out and telling you exactly what it's been about. He said, if you can't understand what he's saying, I'm going to play it for you again, but he said, friends, that they had a dream in 2019 when they got together, and the dream was becoming a reality now, that by 2023, 50% of the world's population is going to be gone. How many times have the American people been told this? And yet they still sit there, willfully blind, acting as if the truth is somehow a lie. It shows you, Americans, how deceived you have become. Well, here, let me do it this way. Let me have the Pfizer from CEO. The CEO from Pfizer. Forgive me. The CEO from Pfizer tell you exactly what many people on the grassroots level have been trying to warn you about over the last 2.5 years. And in many cases, a lot longer than that. This is the CEO from Pfizer. Listen carefully as to what he has to say.
It's really fulfillment of a dream that we had
together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we met in January of 19 in California and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023 we will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%. I think today this dream is becoming reality.
Is this pure evil, friends?
So it's really a purpose-driven company. And
a purpose-driven company. Huh. What can you say to that? I mean, the truth is stranger to fiction to some people in this on this planet. And what's worse than that is these people know how to lie better than most in this country know how to tell the truth. Shame on you if that's you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're in it, folks. We're in it. And for those that think that this is a thing of the past, you better think again. Oh, and speaking of California, I wanted to pull up a friend of ours. His name is Jonathan Peck. We just did an event out in Rancho, Santa Fe. If I said Rancho wrong, forgive me. We were just there last weekend, and Jonathan is a deputy in, I believe, San Diego. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull him up right now. Jonathan, can you go ahead and give us a little bit of a bio as to who you are and what it is that you're a part of right now in this present state of your life? I'm not getting him. Hang on a second. I'm not getting audio, Jonathan. Hopefully you got me hooked up on, oh, I don't know what happened there. We'll try that again, Jonathan. That was my bad. Go ahead, my friend.
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
Perfect. So yeah, I'm a San Diego County resident, born and raised here, been in law enforcement 19 years. I started up in LA County for 5 years. I've been back here in San Diego County for the last 14. And what I've seen the last couple of years has really been horrifying from a, you know, law enforcement and a humanity prospect. And I'm trying to jump in there and take over the power of the sheriff's office to protect the people from all these politicians and their friends.
Okay, so with that said, I was one of the main speakers there, and then what they did is they pulled up Jonathan as one of the speakers as well. Unbeknownst to me, when I started to listen to Jonathan, he started to talk the same language that we have been talking about here, and I think this conversation is a lot broader than most think that it is. But people across the country realize that they have to stand up and do something and be a part of the answer rather than just magnifying the crime over the law. There's people that understand that they are the law, and they want to magnify that law over the evil that seems to prevail in this land, or so they would have us believe. Now, with that said, Jonathan, one of the things that you had brought up during that conversation was divine interposition, and you didn't know this, but my friend Matt Truella actually wrote that book, and I just had him here at my house over the last couple days, and I'm just kind of curious, what is your understanding of divine interposition and interposition, and if you do become the sheriff, what exactly will that mean to you, and what will it be that you will execute concerning what it is that you define to us as to what it is? Sorry about that. I perfectly understood what I just said.
Yeah, you know, it's the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. So when, you know, I'm elected by the people, I'm accountable to the people. I don't take orders from these politicians, no matter high up they think they are. It's my responsibility to fulfill my office, which is protecting people, and saying no to the orders of these people who think they're above us.
Okay, so in speaking of which, you also talked about the pandemic and what it was that the said incumbent did during the time of the pandemic. I call it the plandemic here. But with that said, you said much of what they did, if not all of what they did, was completely unconstitutional. What say you?
Well, yeah, I've grown up thinking we had, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, our rights protected by the government, you know, at least to some degree. And then, when COVID started, they just threw that all out and everybody went along with it. And it was horrifying to me to watch the people at the tops of law enforcement agencies just take orders from, you know, bureaucrats mostly, but politicians in Washington. And it taught me that we don't actually have local government. We just have some all-powerful federal government in the eyes of, the leaders of law enforcement.
Yeah, and of course that's happening because most people believe that the federal government created the states rather than the states creating the federal government. Once again, they have it upside down, Isaiah 59. But going forward on that conversation, what was it that you endured, or what was it that you seen from the higher ups in the force during that particular time? Because I believe it was you that actually highlighted that much of what you've seen coming down from the top to the bottom was very unpleasant, to say the least.
Yeah, personally, for me, I started fighting all these COVID mandates from the beginning, you know, being a patrol guy. And so I was citing the actual laws that exist, like the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And I'd confront them with that and say, you're violating my rights. And they'd say, we're just following the rules. And, you know, I like to think that laws, supersede rules during COVID, but, you know, nobody was willing to stand up. And a lot of them agreed with me. They're just not willing to stand up to, you know, the perceived next person above them. And that's the problem. There was no leadership at all.
Well, and it's interesting that you'd say that, because they all swore an oath with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they would uphold the enumerated laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God as well. But they apparently don't realize that if someone above them gives an unconstitutional order, that it is their constitutional obligation to stand up against those that are giving the unconstitutional order. Maybe that's what we need to teach them. So, going fast forward now with our friend Jonathan Peck, if you become the sheriff in that particular county, am I right in saying that you would be the San Diego sheriff? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, I would be.
Okay, so, that's exciting. I mean, a guy that knows divine interposition and lesser magistrates, and he understands the Constitution, and he obeys the laws that God has established through common law to actually enforce them. One of the things that I had brought up, Jonathan, was a question to you during that meeting was, would you be willing to, Article 2, Section 4, after impeachment, would you be willing to prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7? And I believe you said, Jonathan, and it put a big smile on my face during that time, but you had said it was always your lifetime dream to do that, in the sense of prosecuting those that are violating the law. Do you still hold to that?
Absolutely. I mean, they're making us all look bad. You know, it's time to take the power back to the people and show them they're not the grantors of our rights.
That's exactly right. They come from God. So where do we go to if we want to check out Jonathan Peck the next year for San Diego?
So if you go to pickpeck.vote, that's pickpeck.vote. That's a website, and you'll get linked to all the social media and a lot of videos and everything on there.
Okay, cool. Is there anything you want to say? We got about a minute left. I'll give it to you, my friend.
Yeah, we're at a crossroads here. It's not political anymore. It's good and evil. And now that we've all been shown the evil, we have to do something about it. If we see it and do nothing, you know, we're complicit in it. So this is the biggest step that I can do right now, is, you know, running for the sheriff's office and trying to stand between, you know, the bad people, the evil, and the good people of San Diego County.
Amen. Good luck, Jonathan Peck, our friend that's running for sheriff in California. We need good government, friends, that it might be honorable again. We totally appreciate you. Thank you for your time. Sorry it was so short, but you know what? We got you out there. That's good. Again, good luck, Jonathan Peck. Thank you, my friend. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled about what happened in Uvalde at Robb Elementary School. He said the information he provided at a news conference earlier this week was a recitation of what law enforcement told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
Abbott was responding to a news conference from Colonel Stephen McCraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety, where he provided major points that were far different from official accounts given earlier in the week. The recount is underway in the Keystone State to determine the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. This is USA Radio News. Ukraine says its forces may need to retreat from their last pocket of resistance in Luhansk to avoid being captured by Russian troops as they advance in eastern Ukraine. A withdrawal could bring Russian President Vladimir Putin closer to his goal of capturing Ukraine's Luhansk and Donetsk regions. His troops have gained ground in the two areas collectively known as the Donbass region while blasting some towns in the process. Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman on Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client with Democratic political interests when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and former President Trump's company before the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors say Sussman wanted to use the FBI and major news outlets to deliver an October surprise that would have handed the White House to Hillary Clinton. For the first time in several weeks, Wall Street finished a winner going into the weekend. The Dow closed up 6% for the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Wow. Well, folks, I'm telling you what, I've got so much information that I literally have to vet through all of it. And there's so much information today that pertains to what the good people in this country must deal with. Okay. Did you see this? I just got this. This is Epic Times. Got a friend over there that's a contributor. First Republican congressman says he would vote for an assault weapon ban. Wow. Really? Did anybody give him the right to do that? Or to an unconstitutional Democrat? Did anybody give them authority to do that? And here's the question. Why are they talking about doing that? I want you to think in a way that you haven't thought before. Think. You know, Adolf Hitler said it was a good thing for people in power that the people never thought. That's how he took the country over. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. Did you know that, and most do, but when you read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia, that's you Americans, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be violated. Where are these where are our employees deriving this authority to attempt to strip their employees, or I'm sorry, their employers, from the right to bear arms? Somebody's got to tell me. You know, when the Bill of Rights was written, did you know that the preamble of the U.S. Bill of Rights, they put in during that preamble that there was an express desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added? That's why they wrote the amendments, just to clarify its very meaning. Again, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, but the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. And for some reason or another, the American people have an evolutionary view of government, believing that their rights or privileges coming from the state. I'm here to tell you, that's not true. Your rights don't come from the state. Again, they come from God. And until you get this in your head, this is going to continue on. Because I'm here to remind you that these people, once again, are not, and I'm talking about corrupt politicians that are assuming authority that was never given to them, nor never has been given to them. But I want you to understand that these are not the type of people that you can help. They are the type of people that you must lawfully remove and impeach, Article 2, Section 4. And when you're done impeaching them, you must prosecute them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, I know that this is going to ring through the ears of many after the fact. And hopefully the right thing's going to be done before the wrong thing is done. But I do want you to understand, friends, that they do not have the right, in any sense of the word, any of these amendments that they call, these unconstitutional legislative acts that they call forth concerning their ability through deception, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, to continuously strip away the rights of the American people to bear arms. They don't have any right to do that whatsoever. And I'm here again, probably the only guy in the country telling you this. Don't disarm. They don't have any right to disarm you. Let me ask you the question, going back to why they're doing this today. Does this alleged shooter represent the law-abiding gun owner? Absolutely not. He's a criminal. He made the wrong choice. He transgressed God's law. Right? 1 John 3:4. And it's the government's job to restrain men from sin and to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Why are they attacking the righteous? Why are they attacking the law abider? Anybody answer that question? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm trying to find something here that I have right in front of my face. Here it is. Thank you. The point I want to make before I get back to the point that I was just going to make is a biblical view of government is that you receive your rights from God. Because government is divinely ordained. Just ask Moses on all of your civil buildings. State's authority is limited. We have a limited government, and they are usurping, they are overreaching, they are operating out of their scope of authority, even when they suggest an amendment or a bill to strip us of our God-given rights. Therefore, we must fight for our rights. 1 Timothy 6:12. A biblical view of government leads to patriotism, results in a republic. As you all know, we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and it's based on creation. The presupposition is that God is. Now, a pagan view is that the state is divine, not... the state is... and their authority is unlimited, not... the worship of the state leads to state worship. Yep, it does. It heads to state worships. It results in tyranny because it's based off of, guess what? Evolution. Sound familiar? Because that's what's in play here. Now, let me go back to my point. Does this shooter, this alleged shooter, or any other shooter, criminal, that commits crimes against the innocent, do they represent the American people, the law-abiding gun owner? Absolutely not. Then why is it that's always the direction that they're going? You just got to answer the question. Because the only explanation as to why they want to disarm the people, well, they themselves have security detail, armed detail, when they're writing out these criminal bills undermining the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They mean to enslave you. Read 1 Samuel 13:22, if you want to check what I'm saying. Matter of fact, why don't we go back to our forefathers, namely George Mason, who was one of them that armed the people. 250 years later, we are still armed because of our forefathers. He said to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Of course it is. Why is it that your said legislators, your governors, and your mayors are talking about gun control again? Answer the question. Did this shooter represent the law-abiding gun owner? Absolutely not. Then why are they accusing the law-abider for the crimes of the lawbreaker? You got to think, folks. You know, I talked earlier this week about another gun-free zone school shooting in which they're all talking about. This is what the mainstream media is. They're trying to or shove this down your throat again. They're trying to outrage you so you say, okay, let's get rid of them. Let's get rid of the guns. Don't play into their stupidities. And that's the problem they're having, friends. People aren't. There's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 329.5 million people in this country. But this was a gun-free school shooting. Gun-free zone. Okay, so what I suggest is to start holding the politicians accountable for creating unconstitutional legislation and disarming the American people to protect their children in these gun-free zones. Hold the politicians accountable. Disarm the politicians. By the way, there's no reason why they have armed security around them. All the way up until the 50s, you didn't see that in this country. Did you know that? No. And notice the White House, they got to keep making the fence higher and higher and higher and higher. You don't have to do that when you serve the people. You have to do that when you're warring against the people. You have to give them armed security detail when they're warring against the people. And look at how far they've been encouraged to actually keep going for attacking and assailing the very constituents that they derive their just powers from. That's what you're dealing with. Oh, and as I said, during the offset of the rollout through the useful idiots in the mainstream media, I said, don't jump to judgment. Don't rush to judgment concerning what's going on here, because more is going to come to the light concerning what in fact happened. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. And so we've given it a little time. Why was there stand down orders given? Here, let me just throw some things out there for you. Okay, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Why was there a stand down orders given? Why were the police standing there while the parents were trying to bum rush the line to get into the school to save their kids from this alleged shooter? Why were the police armed, and why did they arm themselves against the parents? Why did they arrest the parents? I've got video of one guy standing there, this little useful idiot who called himself a sheriff there, who had his stun gun out waiting to shoot the next parent that came up to him and said, I'm going to go in there and save my children. How come the sheriffs didn't bum rush the school? Oh, by the way, they were given stand down orders, and here's the other thing. Isn't it also interesting to note, friends, that like Columbine, not one of them went inside of the building? You want to know why? Well, during Columbine, they said that all 300 SWAT team members said they didn't know what they were up against. Giving a free hand to shooters inside of the school to kill as many kids and teachers as they possibly could. Why? Because of outrage. The more they kill, the more the American people will be outraged. Why were the police standing there doing nothing during Columbine? Why did they do the same thing in Texas? You know what they said in Texas? They didn't want to get shot. That's what they said. You know, it's interesting about this shooter now. We got more details. Isn't it interesting how he went online and told everybody he was going to go kill his grandma? Wow. That's convenient. Good start. And then, you know what else he did, friends? This kid allegedly took two pictures of his guns, which just happened to be AR-15s, and he put them up online. Whoa! I wonder who's showcasing that, because that's perfect for the narrative, isn't it? Oh, hey, folks, question the narrative. Once again, we're seeing all the earmarks of false flags taking place. standing against the parents that wanted to go and save their children. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you some videos through the mainstream media concerning the things that we're talking about right now so you can hear them say it rather than just Bradley Dean. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, why were they standing down? Well, I'm just leading up to me, the obvious. This is all recycled garbage. The devil does. Hey, folks, there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. The devil only knows how to stay within the confines that the Lord allows him to play in. And if we're not going to learn from the past, we're going to learn the hard way again in the present. Okay? But I want to play this video for you here. This is a Texas police lieutenant. He does not come across. As a matter of fact, give it a little time. We'll check Bradley's discernment here once again, okay? There's something in error with this guy, okay? He's coming across like he's too familiar with what he's doing during this interview. And this particular piece is Texas police lieutenant. Cops were reluctant to engage gunmen because they could have been shot. I'm not making it up. This is, by the way, bad. These are bad cops, bad sheriffs. The majority are folks firsthand. We just had a good one on Jonathan Peck a couple minutes ago from California. The majority of police are good police officers. Every agency, 10%, you're going to have bad apples. Okay. This is one of those bad apples. And I want you again to check this out for yourself to see what's happening. And again, tell me what your thoughts on this information that's given onto us again by Communist Network News.
Current best practices, Lieutenant, call for officers to disable
a shooter as quickly as possible, regardless of how many officers are actually on site.
Correct. The active shooter situation, you want to stop the killing, you want to preserve life, but also one thing that, of course, the American people need to understand is that officers are making entry into this building. They do not know where the gunman is. They are hearing gunshots. They are receiving gunshots. At that point, if they proceeded any further, not knowing where this suspect was at, they could have been shot. They could have been killed. And at that point, that gunman would have the opportunity to kill other people inside that school. So they
then
were
why are you a police officer, dude?
So that he was not able to go to any other portions of the school to commit any other killings.
Hey, now, I understand being prudent, but can you believe what this guy's saying? Doesn't it say on the side of their cop cars, in these, and I'm talking about the bad cops, the small percentage of bad cops, majority of them are great, we stand with them, just so you know. Isn't it interesting it says on the side of their car, protect and serve? Well, apparently, that's gone out the window. We can't go in there and save anybody because if we do, you know, we're jeopardizing the lives of those that have been, well, they swore an oath to protect and to serve. Oh, this is insane. Folks, you know what I just said about this alleged shooter, right? He posted online he was going to kill his grandma. Allegedly, that's what he did. Did you know that it is also out there now that on social media platforms that he took pictures of his AR-15 and he posted it? Whoa! Like I said, who's driving that narrative, man? This is perfect. It fits the narrative perfectly. Why do they want the AR-15 so bad? Because they know that you can protect yourself. That's why. They don't want that. Just ask the guy, the CEO from Pfizer, folks. They're all lied. They're all lied. Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's for you under God to disannul that alliance, right? That's called justice. Isaiah 51, verse 4. 26, verse 9 of Isaiah, right? Leviticus 25, 18. Read those scriptures, friends. Okay? Because when you keep judgment, the Bible says you will dwell in peace and safety. Right? Because we understand that justice guards our liberties. But he says that they're endangering their police. He might get shot. So much for protect and serve. Did you see the mom here? This is by Matt Agarest. Mom cuffed for trying to save her kids, gets free runs into school, saves them as cops tasered parents outside. The cops took the time to taser the parents that were trying to get in the school to save their children. I am not kidding you. I can't have this audio very high. There's a lot of expletives, but this will give you a little taste on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. The police were tasering the parents. Isn't that something? They took more time to protect the kids from their parents rather than the shooter inside of the school. Oh, I forgot to tell you something. Did you see, friends, that it's out there now, too, that one of the teachers jarred the door open for the shooter? Oh, my goodness, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. Stand down orders. The shooter goes on social media platforms, tells you what he's going to do, takes a picture of his weapons. He goes to the school outside 12 minutes, shoots without any restraint of law enforcement. One of the teachers opens the door for him. He goes inside of a classroom and he shoots how many kids? Allegedly. Oh, my goodness. Well, here, you're gonna be mad about this, but you need to see it. This same, I believe it's the same lieutenant. I'm telling you, folks, information's gonna come out on this guy. I'm just, mark my words, he's not right. Okay? But this Texas DPS lieutenant said, well, here, I'll let him say it because This is one of those extremities that you, again, just cannot make up.
I acknowledge the brave men and women of law enforcement that showed up to the scene, that actually were involved in the scene, that actually made entry into this school and saved more lives. That, of course, we lost 18. But I want to praise those brave men and women of law enforcement. Also, offer our condolences on behalf of Texas Department of Public Safety to the families, to the victims, and the entire Uvalde community. So what we do know right now that the suspect...
And notice that's the same eyewitness, it's the same guy feeding the narrative.
From that point on, what we do know is that local law enforcement received a call...
Where are the eyewitnesses, folks?
...nearby where the school's at. At that point, local law enforcement responded to the school. The suspect made entry into the school, and as soon as he made entry into the school, he started shooting children, teachers, whoever was in his way, he was shooting everybody. We had, of course, as I mentioned, brave law enforcement made entry into that school, exchanged gunfire with a suspect who was wearing body armor. Several police officers were shot. At that point, we did have a tactical law enforcement team arrive on scene. They made entry. They were also met with gunfire by the suspect, but they were actually able to shoot the suspect, and now the suspect is deceased. As of right now, we do have 18 children confirmed that are deceased, as well as two adults, one of those being a teacher from the school.
Okay, so that's what he had said, but here's the gist of the report, okay? And this apparently is what they didn't want you to see. But headlines... Texas DPS lieutenant, some cops went in to save their own children during the school shooting. So the police barred parents from going into the school to save their children, but some police went in to save their children. Whoa. Little bizarre? Yeah, I thought so. Little telling? Oh yeah, it's real telling. But again, folks, we just want to close our eyes and act like it's not really happening. We're seeing the same cycle once again regurgitate itself, and the end aim is always the end aim. And what is the end aim, friends? Of course, it's to disarm the American people. Now, I know that Mr. Abbott's been put up as a good guy, but over the years, friends, we've shown you exactly who he is and what he's really about. And only to prove the point once again, friends, look at this. Texas governor says new laws to be passed after elementary school shooting. And pay attention to the fact as well, friends, that this happens every single cycle, every administration. There's another massive school shooting. Why is it that they always go for the law-abiding gun owner? Why do they always restrict his gun ownership? Well, folks, keep in mind, Hollywood teaches these adults and these kids to commit the crime. They put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs, which have been created to be false. And I'm talking about antidepressants, and the list goes on. The Supreme Court stands behind him and says it's free speech, which it's not. We don't have the right to break the law. The law was not given unto us to do the wrong thing, only the right thing. The Supreme Court stands there and says what Hollywood's teaching the kids and the adults is it's free speech, right? And then before you know it, friends, there's the corrupt politicians reaching for your guns after the kids act out what the Supreme Court in Hollywood just taught them. Yeah. Yeah, just thought I'd share that with you. Yeah. And here we are again. Let me propose this question to you again. Does this shooter represent the law-abiding gun owner? Absolutely not. Then why are they talking about more restrictions? And I'm here to tell you, Americans, just like Nugent did about a month ago when we had him on the radio, I don't need a piece of paper. I didn't receive my rights from you. I received them from God. Right? No, folks, this is what tyrants do. They never let a good crisis go to waste. And how many times can I need to ask this question. How many times have they been found to be the ones that have created the crisis? You're going to have to answer it. I can't do that for you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.